Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're safe, warm, happy with friends and family on this Christmas Eve morning. Packers obviously taking on the Browns in a very special Christmas game tomorrow, Saturday at 4:30. We'll be doing a Cheesehead TV watch party. That's right. Corey Banky and myself yelling at our televisions. Well, usually I do the yelling and Corey tells me to shut up, but we will be doing a watch party. So if you are sick of your family by 4:30 Eastern and you want to just watch the game with thousands of Packers fans worldwide, along with Corey and myself, please join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope everyone's doing well. Good morning to everybody in the chat. Good to see everybody. All sorts of regulars. We got Soder up in here. What's up, Soder? We got Oz. Good to see you're awake, sir. And Amar is here. Look at you making it live. Pretty impressive. Nathan, how you doing? I love all the Patreon members who show up. It's so great. Of course, we've got Lloyd here. What's up, Lloyd? How are you, man? Butch, Merry Christmas. Hope Florida's treating you well. And Dale, good day from London. Good day from New York City, sir. We actually got a dusting of snow this morning, and I immediately got a text from Olive first thing in the morning. Said, it snowed! And she said if it snows on Christmas, she can die happy. That's how much she likes snow around Christmas time. Merry Christmas, everybody in the chats. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. Colin, good morning. I hope you're well. Pee-wee Pierre, Merry Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas. Del Eras, you think the Packers have any interest in bringing Breeland back? Can never have too many defensive backs. I would be shocked. They moved on for a reason, and that explosive nature of his sure seems like it got the better of him in Minnesota. I just can't imagine they bring in a defensive back to interrupt the chemistry and bonding that they've already gotten in that room. I'd be absolutely shocked. I mean, maybe if they're desperate on special teams, but even then, I would be absolutely shocked. Ken Dog, what's up? How you doing? Joan, Merry Christmas Eve. Hope you're doing well. We could win the Super Bowl with 400 passing yards and 5 TDs, and fans would still complain about how we need to run the ball more. I doubt that. That'd probably be the one time I wouldn't complain about needing to run the ball more. But that's just me. But they should run the ball more. You know how you get to the Super Bowl? By running the ball more. There you go. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Merry Christmas, though here it's January 7th. I know it's too early and hope he's well, but Cook is out next week if I can still count to 10. No, I think because of the new protocols, he will probably be available for the Packers game. In fact, I think that's what Zimmer said yesterday. So I would expect to see Dalvin Cook in Lambeau. Mike, thanks for the super chat. We need Rodgers to go on McAfee and promote Cliff's new Packers book as his book of the week choice. That would make a lot of sense. I'm totally down with this idea. I doubt it'll ever happen. Can't wait for tomorrow so I can get totally frustrated by the lack of running the ball. Soder, you and I are kindred spirits, buddy. Mm-hmm. Accidental Hero is here to complain about the complainers. I like it. I think that's good. Good morning, Nags. Are you ready to hopefully dominate the Browns tomorrow? I mean, I've been saying all week, this is a game the Packers should win. There's zero question about that. But we know the NFL is a week-to-week league, and you don't have to look much further than last week. The Cardinals losing to the Lions, the Bucks getting blanked by the Saints. Anything can happen any given week. And it's not like the Browns are bereft of talent. Their quarterback will be playing, albeit without a week of practice. Not quite sure of what the status will be. Malik Jackson and Myles Garrett are both questionable. If the Packers miss out on having to face those guys, they should run all over this team. But, you know, there's talent on every team in the NFL, and all it takes is a special teams mishap, perchance. Bounce of a ball one way or another, and games can totally swing. So take nothing for granted. Got to beat this team. They should beat this team, and I'm ready for it. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Nags, best guess on NFC North coaches still employed at the end of the season. Merry Christmas. I think Zimmer probably keeps his job. Outside of that, I think there's a good chance Campbell's gone, and I think there's zero question that Nagy's gone. But we'll see. Ken Dog, I love Cheesehead TV. Thanks, Ken Dog. Thanks a lot, buddy. Pee-wee Pierre, is Baker out tomorrow? No, he should be playing. The plan has been he will play even despite the fact that he has not practiced all week, much like Rodgers has done a few times this year. Matt, thanks for the super chat. What's with Cooper Kupp MVP hot takes? What hot garbage? Man, it's, you know, every year there's names thrown into the mix, whether for MVP or Hall of Fame, you know, that really have no shot, but people like to generate conversation, which is fine. I got no problem with that. I just keep scrolling or just turn the channel or turn the stuff off or whatever. Remember, just because someone has a take doesn't mean you have to react to it. And I'm not saying that, you know, that you are per se, but, you know, if it's not for you, it's not for you. And that's cool. That's the Ricky Gervais thing, right? You know, someone posts guitar lessons on a board in a town square. It's akin to walking up and going, but I don't want guitar lessons. And then calling the number on the thing and telling them, I don't want guitar lessons, and hanging up. Man, if it's not for you, just keep going. It's all good. I mean, I'm with you. I think it's completely ridiculous, but that's why I just keep going. Hey, Nags, listening from Minnesota. Joshua, you be careful out there, man. Despite the fact that my sister lives in that fine state, there are a lot of suspect characters over there. Hmm. TKM at his post. What's up? Careful what you wish for. LaFleur was clearly thinking about what you said about timeouts when he allowed the defense to defend the goal line with 10 men. If you heard his words, sir, both in his post-game press conference and then in his press availability, you know that's not true. But I like it. Pack fan, thanks for the super chat. Who are your top five wide receivers in team history? Holy Toledo. Well, you got to go Don Hutson, Sterling Sharp. Those are the first two, no questions asked. After that, I think it's Davante Adams. Pretty clear that he's there, right? And those final two, it's so hard, man. It's so hard. I'd probably go James Lofton and then Greg Jennings, but I don't know. Donald Driver, Jordy Nelson. Man, that's tough. That is super tough. But those top three are pretty locked in. That's a good question, though. That's an off-season question. Good morning, Aaron. When will we know about Leroy in the Hall of Fame? Ken, around the Super Bowl. Feel like the biggest threat to the Pack D is a mobile quarterback. It certainly has been the last couple weeks. There's no doubt about it. The thing is they were pretty damn successful about mobile QBs against mobile QBs earlier this year. They hemmed in Kyler Murray. They took care of Russell Wilson. Didn't let Patrick Mahomes go ham on them with his legs, except for that final play when he got outside for that final conversion. Yeah, they did a good job earlier this year, but these last couple weeks have been rough. No doubt about it. Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat. What's the biggest surprise that Xmas Nags would tell training camp Nags? Olive Big Dog Fund. that's a good question. Rasul Douglas. The fact that they'd get a guy off the practice squad in Arizona and he'd come in and just light the world on fire. Big game-winning plays. Come on. Who saw that coming? Certainly not training camp Nags. Philip Epps. Nice, Kevin. That's great. What did you get the beat writers for Christmas? Matt, I decided not to bother any of them. How's that? That's my Christmas gift to them. Logan, Donald Driver. Like I said, he's worthy. He's definitely worthy. And I know he's the all-time reception, you know, yardage leader. Totally get it. But I can't put him over James Lofton. I can't put him over Sterling Sharp or Davante Adams or Don Hutson. You know what I mean? There's just no way. So, I don't know. It gets tough. And then I know everyone likes Donald more than Greg Jennings, but Greg Jennings was a better receiver. I don't know. It's tough. That's a tough one. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. Happy Festivus, everybody. Happy Festivus. Hope you're well. Jones, thanks for the super chat. Twitter is talking about 69 is done forever. Any truth to this? Just ignore all that. That's just people guessing and making shit up. Don't even pay any attention to that. Merry Christmas, Snags. Darnell Savage comeback game. I don't know about a comeback game, Robin. I know he struggled against Andrews last week, but he just needs to play his game, and he needs his coach to put him in a better position. Hopefully, yeah, let's have a nice big turnover play for Darnell this week. Get the haters off his back. I'm down with that. Do we start AJ since Jones is dealing with an injury? Need Jones for the playoffs? Well, AJ's been dealing with an injury for a while now. He was dealing with the injury when he, you know, ripped off a bunch of nice runs this past week. I think if he can play, he'll play. Yes, they need him for the playoffs. They need everybody for the playoffs. The injury rate in the NFL is 100%. If a guy's good to go, he's good to go, and you put him on the field. Now, that said, maybe they do lean into AJ a little bit more. You know, late December game, Lambeau Field, get a little bit more physical with it, and you got a pretty impressive defensive front coming into town. Maybe they ride AJ a little bit more. We'll see tomorrow. Definitely. Do you think Oren Burks can help in packages to mitigate against mobile quarterbacks? In a word, no. And a more expansive answer, I don't like him from scrimmage, period. I think he's a very much a break glass in case of emergency type player. Like, you put him out there if all the other bodies are down. And now maybe that happens this week because I know Ty Summers is out dealing with injury. But, yeah, no. I don't think that's a plan. Merry Christmas. Nice. What is Dylan dealing with injury-wise? I don't think Dylan's dealing with anything. We're talking about Aaron Jones dealing with injury. King Kivo on punts. Who knows, man? Throw anybody back there. Hell, put Tyler Lancaster back there for all I care, if he can catch it cleanly. Mason needs to kick the ball through the end zone so it helps the special teams. Joshua, I'm not so sure he can in December in Lambeau. I don't know if he's got the leg for that anymore. We'll see. Maybe they ask him to this week, but that doesn't seem to be his forte in cold weather games. Jones, thanks for the super chat. Percent chance for the following three players to return this season: Jahir, Bakhtiari, and Z. I don't know. I don't have access to their medical information. I'm going to go 100, 100, and 100 because I'm going to be wrong regardless. So I'm going with all three are going to be back for the playoffs, and we're going to ride to the Super Bowl, and we're going to hoist the Lombardi, party at my place. All right, maybe not that last part, but everything else is going to happen. Percentage. I don't. How on earth would I know? How on earth would I even be able to begin to formulate the ideas for putting percentages on if guys could potentially come back? Wait, hold on. Never mind. You're right. It's ringing. Hi. Yeah, Dr. Andrews. Yeah. Hi. Yeah. No. Can I get a percentage for Bakhtiari, Z, and Jahir? What's that? Go jump in a lake? Okay. Sounds good. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Yeah, I tried, but they're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. Just say 50-50 and you're never wrong. Fair point. It's a good idea. Charlie's got it. Run the rock. There you go. I like it. Nags at the next presser, ask coach for the medical file of all the players. I like it. Oh, my God. Last time you went to Lambeau, Pack won the Super Bowl, and you went this year. So, Pee Wee Pierre, you're on it. Speaking of on it, let's get on it. Let's get on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's right, folks. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Cheesehead. That's promo code Cheesehead. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus of up to $1,000 in free credits with their first deposit. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and check out all they have to offer, including same game parlays, player props, live betting, and so much more. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, don't forget about the DraftKings Fantasy app. They are offering millions of dollars in total prizes every single week. Remember, use promo code CHEESEHEAD. That's what you want, folks. All right, let's wrap this up here, man. I got Christmas stuff to do, if you can believe that. Jump in Winnebago or Michigan. Winnebago, obviously. Hey, Nags, why do you think Coach was so annoyed with the question about today's practice? I missed that. Was he annoyed? I know he got, he kind of circled the wagons when Rob asked Jason's question about where they're going to sleep tonight, but I missed that. I'll have to go back and look. Watch party tomorrow. You better believe it. Merry Christmas, Packers fans. Corey and I will be watching the game along with you all right here on the YouTube channel. Make sure you check it out. Merry Christmas, Snags and Cheesehead. What's up, Melissa? I hope EQ steps up like his brother has for Detroit. Gregory, I'm there with you. He's been cleared to play, so hopefully we get a few more targets for him. You know, it's a lot easier to step up in Detroit where there's a dearth of playmakers. It's a little harder in Green Bay where Aaron Rodgers is obviously going to feed Devontae, Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, Big Dog. No MVS this game, so maybe that allows EQ a few more opportunities. Because before he went down with a concussion, Aaron was looking his way in some pretty big spots. So I'm with you. I hope he gets to step up and gets a few more opportunities because he's shown some burst, some athleticism, and certainly seems to have earned the trust of the quarterback. No doubt about that. Speaking of rapping, holy moly, that stuff is difficult. Yeah, I did mine last night. Just watching the game right here and on the floor, rapping presents. Whew, baby. I'm glad it's only one seat here. Carol Dale. Carol Dale's a worthy to be in the conversation, but I don't put him over those five guys. Is it snowing for the game? Nathan, it's not supposed to from the forecasts that I've seen. I know it's been snowing in Green Bay this week, but it is not supposed to snow during the game, unfortunately, because that would be awesome. A hungover Max McGee. Now there you go. That's got to be in the conversation. I mean, guy's so hungover because he didn't think he was going to play and then goes out and balls out in the first ever Super Bowl. That's baller. Max McGee, one of the best. Nags, you're too young. Tell me about it, Oz. Tell me about it. Because God knows they all call me old man on Twitter. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough. Hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. Oh, Evernight 2020 gets a last super chat right before the end. Merry Christmas, Snags, and thank you for everything you and the rest of Cheesehead TV do for Packers fans. We're lucky to have such amazing fan engagement. Thank you so much. Thank you for the support. Thank you, everybody, hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. It really does mean the world to us that you choose Cheesehead TV in any way, shape, or form, whether it's here on the video side, whether it's social media, the website itself, any of our podcasts, downloading the app, becoming Patreon members. Anything and everything you do to support the brand really, really means the world to us, because we know there are a ton of ways for you to engage and connect to the Green Bay Packers across the internet. The fact that you utilize Cheesehead TV in any way, shape, or form is amazing. So thank you so much. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. We'll see you for the game tomorrow. Merry Christmas. Go Pack, go.